NappyAfro.com.
So, all right, what's going on, man?
What's up, bro? Who pissing you off?
Oh, now I'm talking to my dog. We used to talking to my son. So, yeah. So he pissing me off. So, you know, so I make him do the invisible chair against the wall right there. He like, no, I'm not doing it. I said, what? He said, no. I said, excuse me? I was just like, you know what? Yo, I ran up to him. I grabbed him by his motherfucking shirt. I said, nigga, you don't never tell me what you ain't gonna do. And then I had a flashback. So he know that time he cut up that one time the police got called on me. So I figured he was trying to do it again. So I said, you know what, man? I'm just gonna walk off. I said, I told his ass stay outside, nigga. As a matter of fact, don't you even come in my house. So I made a nigga stay in the backyard, nigga. It was dark, nigga. Like, about 2 hours, bro. After we didn't work out, his mama was like, go get him from back there. Cause I was like, nigga ain't coming in my house.
Hey, boy,
This nigga will sleep on the motherfucking the back porch, nigga. Mosquitoes just tearing his ass up, just eating him up, your sweaty ass, nigga. So I bought him in the house, nigga. And so ever since then, I ain't said nothing to him about working out. Just to see if he wanted to do it. He ain't worked out one motherfucking time on his own. So I said, you know what? Your ass on the bench this year, nigga, I'm not coming to none of your motherfucking games, nigga. I did that last year out of support. This year, nigga, I'm not showing up. So if you don't do shit, like he said, he think he a motherfucking basketball player and shit. So he want to do that shit.
All the time.
But they ain't got nothing. You don't play fucking basketball. Yeah, it was good. Sorry, my bad, man.
You're all good, man.
Damn. Trying to raise a motherfucking boy, nigga. Nigga, at me, nigga. They ain't gonna come apologize to me the next day. Like, Dad, I'm sorry for. I said, what you apologizing for, nigga? That was you. That's how you felt, nigga. Fuck you. You know, get out of my face.
You can't tell your son, fuck you.
I did. I said, I'm done with you, man. I told him straight up. I said, I got 29 other kids I got to worry about getting in shape for the season that want to play. I said, you don't want to do shit. I'm not gonna waste my time, man. It's all right. I'm telling you, bro. Since that day, nigga, the nigga has not worked. But I just need you to push me. I said, I try to push you. You start goddamn talking about goddamn, you know, you bucking and shit. So I'm done. Like, I'm done. I shouldn't have to put, like, we passed the pushing stage now, man. You about to be 13. I could see if you was still 8. No, nigga, like, this ain't his first rodeo. You've been playing football since you 4. If you burn out, say you burn out. You ain't got to play for my mother. You won't act like you want to play, nigga. I don't give a shit. You don't play for me no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? You no good to me. You know what I'm saying? But,
it's a little different between needing a push and somebody just saying no. Like, that's not needing a push.
Yes. Me telling you every day, hey, go do your workout. And then you giving me all this. So I'm just going to stop saying it. And I'm going to see what you do on your own since you know you got all the answers, Sway. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then that's just, so then, you know, so I don't say nothing. And this is, like I said, this whole month of July. The nigga ain't worked out on his own. Now, he go outside and play basketball and run around with his friends, but that ain't getting you in shape, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, but you can't say fuck you to your son, man.
Nigga, I call the nigga a bitch. I do all kind of shit. I told that nigga one time he was crying, so all right. I said, look, man, you can cry like a little bitch, nigga. I could have had me another little daughter, nigga. Like, man, Reject is so mad at me for, she like, I don't know why you talk to him like that. I'm just like, man,
you can't do that, man.
She like, you might not agree with physical abuse, but there's a such thing as verbal abuse. I'm like, nigga, he need to toughen up, then. Like, he a boy, nigga. Like, nigga, this is your daddy saying this. A nigga that don't love you gonna say even worse. Like, what? I love you to death. And if I say you acting like a bitch, you acting like a bitch.
Yeah, man.
You period. Can't. That's just how it is. Like,
you can't
handle kids with the little white gloves and shit, man. The world is different, man. It's not unicorn and rainbows. You gotta let them see sometimes. Yeah. Like, when I had that first talk with my daughter, I'm gonna be like, yo, niggas trying to fuck. I'm gonna say that.
Yeah, but there's a difference. Like, you don't have to put everything in a fucking in an airtight box or throw it on the ground. Like, there's a medium. There's a middle lane in this shit. Like, you can be like, yo, you fucking up or something, but you can't be like, fuck you, nigga. That's not what you say to your son, man.
Hey, man. Hey, look.
That nigga might, hey, look, hey, he might have felt some type of way for a couple nights, nigga, after that one. Because I was just like, man, fuck you, nigga. I was sitting right where I'm sitting. He was standing right there at the door, and he came out with an apology, some old weak-ass apology, nigga. I'm just like, I said, man, fuck you, nigga. Like, man, yeah.
What's he supposed to do? So he says something to piss you off. Then he apologizes. You say, fuck you. How's he supposed to win?
It was an old piss-poor apology, man. Like, it was just some old, I'm sorry for, something like, it was just like, it seemed so rehearsed. Like, my son is an actor, man. Like, the nigga is a sociopath, man. Like, he is a young sociopath, bro. Like, the nigga is weird, so I got to treat him like that, man. It's like I have to.
That shit is just way harsh. Like, my brother said something to my niece, and it pissed me off. Like, I still ain't talking to my brother about this shit. This was about 2 months ago. He said, I don't know why them niggas fuck with you. I wouldn't fuck with your ass. I said, what the fuck? How you say that shit, bro? Like, how the fuck do you say that to your daughter, man? That's fucked up. Yeah, you got to have some lines, man.
That's some real nigga shit right there.
That's some real fucked up shit.
Real nigga shit. Like, yo.
Hey, man.
Salute your brother. Hey, look. But look, I feel like girls need to hear, like, somebody, like at least from their daddy, like, they... Like, let them know how it's really, like, how niggas gonna talk, and then so she can see, like, oh my god, niggas are disgusting. Like, I ain't fucking with none of these niggas.
It's gotta be a nigga that ain't, like, a two-strike felon. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got one more time, nigga, you go. How the fuck you gonna say something to your daughter when you out there bad yourself?
Yeah, man. Damn.
Shit. She shouldn't be hanging out with your ass. She should be riding in the car with you, nigga. Damn, you ain't got no license? What the fuck you just talking about? You a fuck with her. Nigga, you illegal right now.
How old is the little girl?
She is 21.
Oh, she a woman. Nigga, hell nah, that's all right.
Nah, man, you don't say that shit. She 21. She one of them motherfuckers, though. She this generation. So she 21, but she like 16.
Niggas talking about starting pod. Like, Kornheiser said he's starting a podcast. Like, goddamn, you have a show. Like, why do you need a podcast?
Hustling
like,
backwards, man. Because if you got a big time...
Hey, man, I hope you record, man. I hope Mike's is hot.
Mike's is hot, man. I don't know how we going to parlay this into the show, though.
Man, just put it in there, man. Just start it, man.
So we just going to start now?
Yeah, we going to start now, man. We'll do the intros later. Like, I'm just saying, though, but like, I'm getting tired of all these rich niggas jumping in our lane like the podcast was for us. Yeah, we ain't had no voice on TV. All these niggas on TV getting podcasts. All these rappers getting podcasts. Man, y'all niggas chill, bro. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, y'all get the fuck out our lane, bro. Like, this our shit. Like, we started this shit.
Definitely hustling backwards. And then, you know, you can't say the shit you want to say anyway because you already affiliated. So you can't get out here and be like, you know, fuck Kobe Bryant, Kornheiser. You can't say that because you got a contract. So even though you're on your own podcast, you still ain't free. So why bother, man? Take your ass to ESPN and get on there.
Anytime. So he coming in September. I'm like, what? I mean, like, everybody's starting the podcast now. Like, man, I hate this shit, man. Little flash in the pan niggas got podcasts and they, man, it's bullshit. Yes, I'm bitter, motherfucker.
Hey, man, speaking of which, I listened to a very popular podcast the other day. The first 5 to 10 minutes of this podcast I listened to was all advertisements.
Damn.
Like, they were reading the motherfucking script, and it was like 8 advertisements for this person, this company, this company, this coming up, and then the show started.
Hey, well, I got some time off work, so all right, man. I'm gonna be looking into that because we gonna get advertised. We gonna look like a fucking the Frocast gonna look like a NASCAR when that shit get posted. It's gonna look like the number 8 motherfucking car. It's gonna have stickers and all kind of shit on this motherfucker.
That's what we need to start doing, man. We need to start recording like with our schedules too. This will probably be perfect. We start recording in like 10-minute sections. Record, save it, put up a commercial. Come back, record, save it, put in a commercial. Cause this shit, man, like we sit down and do this shit for 2 hours and chop it down to an hour and a half. Hey, that's how we need to do it. Shit. You've listened to a lot of rambling, man. This is an episode of the Frocast. This is episode 218. You heard me. It's your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting with King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the corporate champion, a.k.a. the most electrified motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. I had another one, but fuck it. I'm sitting here with my dog CJ, man. He over here on the side, man. He's sitting there for another. He been here before, people. Hold on, we got a live call from Queen Jern. Let's see if she say something.
All right, man.
Yo.
What? What are you talking about?
Hey, it's a million people listening right now. You don't you play yourself.
Whoever they got, they can know what?
What is that?
Don't try me. You know I don't mind.
Okay.
Like I tell my kids.
Okay.
Yeah. I would love to.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you doing, a recording or something?
Yes, ma'am.
So why would you put me on the speaker then?
Because I do this to everybody from time to time when they call me when I'm recording a forecast. It makes for good listening.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to let you do what you do.
All right.
And I'll holler.
Peace.
Yeah, she refused to incriminate herself.
Yeah. Beezy called me a snitch ass nigga last week. That's the second time. two stab niggas and called me a snitch and shit. Fuck both y'all niggas.
Hey man, if you heard it twice, it must be true, man. If you heard it twice,
he's like, yo, man, you horrible. I said, what? He said, nigga, you recorded me and shit. Man. He said, I don't even know what's going on no more. I'm like, man, you ain't say shit. I wasn't gonna let you know what I'm saying, say nothing crazy, bruh. You at least could tell me recording. I was like, man, that was the beauty of it, man. It was an organic phone call, but he gonna call me a snitch after that.
Hey, I'm just saying, man, be snitching.
I ain't snitching.
Hey, man, you snitched on a dude at the last apartment complex. You snitched, you recording easy. You snitched on me, man. We love you, but you're a snitch.
What snitch on? What you talking about? It's all right, goddamn.
The domestic violence situation we talked about on the show.
I didn't snitch.
You snitched, man.
Okay, this man. Okay, hold up. I'm sitting there. I'm part of the fucking domestic. I had to break the shit up. Police come ask me questions. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking like, yo, I don't want this man to go to jail when he ain't started the shit. So I just told him what happened. That ain't snitching. The girl, she only got arrested for talking shit to the police. Like, they wasn't going to take her to jail for the whole busting the window or nothing. Then she started talking shit, and that's when they took her down. So I ain't no snitch. Just told what happened.
I'm just saying.
Black Lives Matter, nigga. I'm doing my part, man. Y'all niggas see that? Man, y'all, come on, man. Y'all can't have it both ways.
It's a perfect segue into the first topic on the list, snitching. Man. Snitching. Kim K snitched on Taylor Swift.
She didn't snitch.
Hey, she recorded and put it out there.
But she just, but okay, so sorry. If I'm sitting there saying, like, yo, I let's say I went on tape saying, yo, I fucked such and such. And you know what I'm saying? I say I'm lying to the world saying I fucked this girl. And you then, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was on the phone. I was like, yo, man, I lied. I mean, come on, man. It's just like you exposing the truth. You can't. The truth is not snitching. Hey, it's not. No.
If you get the truth underhanded ways, this is equal to snitching, man.
See, y'all young niggas don't understand what snitching is, man. Snitching is when I'm you tell somebody. Now? It's all right. Yes, you're a young nigga. This is
hey, turn right. up.
Yes, turn yes.
Up. I'm a young nigga this week.
I mean, you are, man. You are a team young nigga. You the only one to rock the mohawk, man. So I mean, that's why, like, that's they you know, you get the frohawk going and shit, man. So that's some young nigga shit. But anyway, snitching is when I tell when me and you both in the car and we both got weed on us, and I be like, yo, that nigga got weed. That's snitching. Because I'm trying to get out of trouble, but you getting in trouble.
Totally agree.
That's snitching. Snitching is not, hey, what you just said. That's not snitching.
Totally agree, but it just but sounds better.
Snitching. She was just like, yo, Taylor Smith out here lying, saying that we ain't talk about it. And it was like, at the time, there was some, Kim K was smart for recording the shit.
That's the snitch part. That's what I'm talking about, recording the phone call.
Hey, but hey, maybe that's like legal. That's like a contract, a verbal binding contract, and that was the only way. Her daddy was a lawyer, so maybe that's some lawyer shit, man.
I know it's mad late and petty, though, to drop this shit now. Like, this is what, three albums later?
I let you lie on my husband for months, you know what I'm saying? And you know, man, you know what I'm saying? Got the president calling him a jackass and shit behind it. And then she just let the truth out, and boom, there it went.
Hey, man, does this make you think differently about Taylor Swift if you had any thoughts about her ass?
Oh, man, hey, man. Hey, look. I mean, I know that she now, like, we know what she is, man. Like, if it wasn't for Kanye, she never would have been famous. Exactly. Everybody knows that America came to rescue for her because she was a white girl attacked by a black man on national TV.
You know, when I heard this story, if y'all don't know what we're talking about, Google it. Because we done already rambled for like 20 minutes. We ain't going to recap everything for you. When I first heard about this, it made me think of when white women used to scream rape and black dudes hadn't touched them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit, that's what happened. Kanye went out and Kanye put on the good voice for her ass too.
Yeah, he had the white Kanye voice on. He was like, you know, I'm just trying to be friends, you know. I mean, start a new relationship, you know. It's just things. I just wanted to be upfront and let you know about it, see if you liked it. I mean, he had the other Kanye voice on. So I was just like, yo, who is this guy? Like, yeah. Kanye, man.
And the shit went bad. She went out there and she was like, I ain't know nothing. He can't know me and nothing.
You see how she played the victim? Like, yeah. I just think it's wrong that you record somebody's phone call. Like, whoa. Like, so you're just going to jump across the fact that you lied. And say that you ain't talked to the man. Like, he never reached out to you. Like, stop it.
It's just bad, man. Does this also change your point of view about Kim K?
This is the first shit she done that I really fucking, like, everybody say once you meet Kim Kardashian, you'll stop hating her. Like, they say it's easy to hate her from what you see, but when you meet her, they're like, she's such a sweetheart, and you'll start liking her. They say the same thing about Donald Trump also. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, you sit in a room with 30 minutes with Donald Trump, next thing you know, you be like, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? So
he must be the best actor in Hollywood right now.
I'm telling you, man. Hey, we'll talk about that later on the show, man. I got a revelation for you, so, all right.
Hey.
Anyway.
Yeah, Kim K, she definitely gets the bottom bitch award for this one.
I mean, yeah, she did what a wife was supposed to do. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's you know, like she protected her like on some real legal eagle shit. Like, yo, she did the smartest shit she ever did, man. So props to Kim K, one of my winners this week for doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? I hate you a little less, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But you won major XP for what you did this week.
It's really weird that all this shit happened. Wasn't that Rick Rubin sitting on the fucking couch?
Yeah, then Rick Rubin just like sitting there on the couch.
Like that other shit was weird. Like, why are you even in the room with Kanye calling Taylor Swift?
They say Rick Rubin had to get in the mood when he making beats and shit, so he probably was making an album and shit. They probably working on some shit. And Rick Rubin probably they say he's zoned out like that when they working with him, man. It's weird, man. But yeah, this shit crazy.
That motherfucker's the richest homeless-looking dude in the world.
Yes.
I don't know the backstory on this, and I should, but I really don't. It's probably because I don't care that much, and I probably should as well. Button is dissing the shit out of Drake.
Again.
We're like three songs in now. Drake responded to one.
Talking about it on Mad Podcast, like, you know, I mean, it's just...
What Drake happened?
It's just like Joe Budden assumed that Drake was taking shots at him, and so he went at Drake. He thought Drake was going to him. Never confirmed.
And the reason he thought that is because he went at Drake's last album. He called it weak and heartless and all kinds of shit.
So Drake released a freestyle at 4 a.m. in Calabasas. Oh, I thought he was talking about me. Then French Montana released that song he just released, and Drake says, pump it up, pump it up. Oh, that just set the nigga off right there. So, pump it up, pump it up. You know that's my biggest hit. That was directed towards me.
What? But the reason that it's your biggest hit is because you're guilty of what you accuse Drake of, being lazy. That's why it's your biggest hit. You've got bars. We've known this forever. But how long have we heard you talk about you ain't paying for this beat, you ain't paying for that beat, you fucking causing abortions, you beating women? Like, how are you going to talk about...
It's allegedly.
Hey, allegedly. Okay, allegedly. But we're kings of slander, so fuck it. That's real.
Yeah.
It happened. He did it. So how do you...
Girl's tummy. Like, what did you...
Hey, you did it, right? You know what I'm saying? When did Esther Baxter who put the picture up?
And like, look, fine as Esther is, man. Like, man, that lets you know that all these fine girls, it's a nigga behind them that's tired of her shit. Like, god damn, oh,
absolutely.
Man. Like,
absolutely.
You know Jay-Z go to bed, so I'm like, god damn, I get tired of you, Beyonce. Like, fuck!
If he allegedly cheated... It was probably because he was a little bit tired of her shit.
Come on, man.
At some point.
Girls not even going to fuck Jay-Z. They like, no, you married to Beyonce. Like, Beyonce, man, listen. Ain't no girl fucking Jay, nigga.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you, man, no.
Imagine the stripes you get going home and being like, I made him fuck weed. Fuck me. Nah, when
the hoes going to look at her wrong and be like, what are you doing? You breaking up. That's like Barack ain't getting no pussy. Barack ain't getting no pussy neither. Like, none of these men, come on, bro.
You're smart.
All these women say they'll fuck Barack, but when they get tired, they'll think about Michelle, and they're like, I can't do it.
The moment that you come, you die. So, yeah, there's no reason for you. Like, you fucking Barack, you're going to die. Secret Service is going to take you out. You'll have nobody to tell that story to. Jay-Z, you good. Jay-Z, you can go back to the crib and be like,
I think them two women right there that... They're safe, like the women, like the girls make them feel bad for fucking. Like, you
why you fuck Jay? Like, girl, you know he married Beyonce. Girl, what you talking about? Da-da-da-da. Blue's going to be so upset. Blah, 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 blah. Like, come on, man. You can't, nah, man.
And he's already prepaying Beyonce?
Yes.
So, like, if he step out, what's she going to say? You already getting money. You get don't she get, like, $5 million a year for the baby? Damn. And then after a certain point, she get, like, another. If she ends up getting pregnant and she's supposed to be on tour, she gets, like, another $10 million or something stupid. Like, that prenup is crazy.
That's too many motherfucking contracts, man. Look at that, man. Good gracious.
Yeah, so, I mean, he could fucking be like, so you still getting paid? What's the problem? Mm. But as far as his beef goes, like, are we interested? Are you following this? Are you tracking this shit?
Yeah, because I listen to podcasts all day at work. And so I was listening to the, who podcast
was it? Hey, don't give him no plug. They ain't pay us.
Fuck it. I listened to Joe Budden's podcast, and he was discussing, like, he still talk about Drake. Like, this is like, he said he was a big fan of Drake. He actually said, I love Drake. I love Drake's music. I like Drake before So Far Gone. And so, like, they're both fans of each other, and Drake ain't said nothing. So, dude look like a dog chasing his tail. So, you know, that's how I feel. And, you know, I'm not going to go in there and say he irrelevant. That's why he's doing it. He ain't doing it for a buzz. He might be doing it for the culture to make Drake make some good music. You know what I'm saying? I get it, but, you know what I'm saying? Right now, it just looking weird, dude. You looking like Omar standing in the street yelling at the end of the wire. He got killed, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you definitely looking bad when the motherfucker that you barking at don't give a shit to even respond. Like, he went in the studio and smashed Meek Mill like 3 times. Two of them back to back, like, with no break.
He talking shit about Meek Mill, too. He's like, fuck Meek Mill. Like, Joe Budden don't like Meek Mill. Like, you know what I'm saying? So.
But Drake like, don't even talk to him.
Like, you know, Meek Mill people's gonna come see you, right? Like,
oh, yeah, but here's the thing about Meek. Isn't Meek supposed to be changing his music up now? He said he's not gonna talk about any more gun violence and shit in his music. Man, what the fuck is he gonna talk about?
You know, like, Meek Mill, what are you gonna talk about? That's all you had in the streets. And
your career's over now. You're done. It's like Pusha T talking about anything but coke. This shit's over.
Like, I don't want to hear Pusha T talk about no regular rap shit, man. Like, no, Pusha. I'll allow you to talk about drugs because you do it so well.
I need at least 8 dope bars per Pusha T record. I need 8 dope bars. I don't mean dope isn't good. I mean dope isn't cocaine.
Yes. I want that anonymous song him a whole guy. Love that shit.
That's what I need. Somebody needs to die and somebody needs to be addicted in at least every song that you do. So Meek Mill's not talking about violence is irrelevant. So that's kind of fucked up. We got some police shit to talk about on here, and what you got on here is I'm not even gonna talk about this because I was gonna go one way with it, but recent events made me go the other way.
Okay.
The topic you got on here is the police officer served shards of glass in a sandwich in Ohio. I don't give a fuck right now.
Did you see that story?
I know, because the reason I don't give a fuck is because they just shot a motherfucker with his hands up laying on the ground.
Damn, where?
I had to pull up the goddamn topic here. I want to say this shit was in Detroit, but he was laying on the ground. He was helping an autistic kid, and he's got his hands up, laying on his back, like, "Don't shoot me." He's explaining the shit out. He's yelling, "Don't shoot me! I'm helping this kid who ran away. Don't shoot. He only has a toy train. He's not armed. Please don't shoot me." The officer shot this motherfucker in the leg, and when he asked him why he shot him, he said, "I don't know." What?
Oh.
What the fuck? What?
Come on.
What the fuck happened? Like, why did this shit even happen? First of all, somebody called in the fake ass police report. Somebody's got a gun. It was a toy train. It wasn't a gun. But when they show the video, of course, this is why you pull out your cell phone. They're recording it, and this motherfucker's literally on his back with his arms in the air, telling them not to shoot him. And then he got shot. And guess where it is? Oh, man, I wish I was making this shit up. It's where? Florida.
Damn it. What part?
Now you make me pull this shit up again. It's in Florida. I don't really fucking know. All of y'all, it's bad.
Probably South Florida. Nah, South Florida different from North Florida, man. We civilized up in North Florida, man.
You sure?
Positive.
Let me see what part this was. But yeah, so I was going to go one way with the story and be like, you know, y'all got to calm down. Y'all can't just be taking out cops and all this shit. I'm not condoning the violence, but what Chris Rock say, I understand. Mm-hmm. At some point, you just get fucking tired, yo.
Yeah, they say you have a right to defend yourself against unlawful arrest.
Hey, well.
They say if a cop is attacking you and it's an unlawful arrest, you have the right to kill him. Not saying it's okay to kill a cop, but you might want, you know, but sometimes, you know, you feel in danger by the police. Did you see that video on Facebook of the dude pulling the gun?
Yeah, I think that was a prank. But that shit was funny as fuck.
If it was real, hey, boy, that would be the funniest shit ever.
Because no cop's going to run like that. he took off and straight track meet. it was North Miami is where this cop was.
Bro. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's South Florida, man. That they straight savages down there, man. It's a different world down there, man. It's not, we don't do that up here, man.
I get tired, like, watching the RNC. I'm not watching the RNC, but I'm getting the updates. And there's a clear divide in this country. Yeah. And I think there's three divides. There's black, there's white, and then there's law enforcement, which is tied in with government. And the government right now and the powers that be are fucking crazy. I don't even think all white people are crazy. But the white people that are with the government are fucking insane.
Man, they told just buzzwords to just get them hyped, man. You say patriot, you say terrorism, you say ISIS, you say military, you say Second Amendment.
You say black.
Yeah, it's just certain things that get them riled up, man. Watching the RNC, man, that shit has been bananas. Like, yo, these motherfuckers are crazy. Like, it's like white preachers, but they're not talking about the Lord. They just talk about politics. And this shit is like, it's like a whole, I don't know, man. It's like cultish almost, man. This shit is weird as fuck, man.
And they wilding out. Like, every time something happens, they want to blame it on Black Lives Matter. Immediately. Immediately. But there's not one. Please link me to one crime or one killing or one gunshot or one act of violence that is tied to Black Lives Matter taking blame.
I told you, man. Like I said on Facebook, Black Lives Matter is a movement, not an organization. Like, people say he's a member of. Still, no such thing as being a member of Black Lives Matter. It's all right. Are you a member of Black Lives Matter?
I can't be. I didn't sign up.
Huh?
I can't be. I didn't sign up.
No.
So, in other words, there's no paperwork, like you're saying. There's no organization.
It's like, it's a movement. Like, yeah. If you support Black Lives Matter, it could be just saying, like, hey, I am aware that black people are humans, too, and shit is fucked up, and they don't get a, you know, I realize black people don't get a fair shake in life. You know what I'm saying? I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? I've witnessed it. And it's time that everybody just like, hey, we know. It's, you know what I'm saying? Let's stop being like that. That's all we're saying. We're not saying like, hey, you know, that's why I'm going to go ahead and say we need to get this black president out of the motherfucking White House, man. Because, you know, because it's just, it's like we can't use, whenever it's the race car is needed, we can't use it because niggas be like, how can you say we got a black president? Like, they just going to say that. Like, you know, you can't say this world racist is a black president.
Is y'all gonna run my credit?
No credit? No problem. We only taking cash any damn way. I owe you? I'll see your ass go home with no mattresses. Sleep your broke ass on the floor. If you come in before 5 and 6, we got covers. Maybe you can make your ass a pallet.
The Great American Mattress Sale.
The summer is not over.
So we're just talking about, you know, Black Lives Matter and shit like that. You know, tied into that is the protests. We get a lot of these athletes protesting. We talked about the ESPYs before. WNBA, a lot of the players, I think it was three teams. It was like the Liberty. I guess it was only three teams that really mattered. The Liberty, the Mercury, and the Fever. they went out in their warm-ups, and they just had on black warm-up tops and black warm-up pants instead of the regular. You know, they're trying to make a statement. And they got fined. The three teams were fined $5,000, and each player was fined $500. And damn, they were fined.
That's like half their salary right there. Shit, that set them motherfuckers back, boy.
That's terrible, man. If you're a rookie, though, that's a nice little punch in the gut.
Shit, if you any WNBA player, there's a punch in the gut.
They make more money than that, man.
Man, the motherfuckers get like $700 a week, bro. What you talking about,
Shut
man?
Shut up, man. The rookies get $35.
$35?
$35,000 is what the rookies get.
Jury
get,
money,
man.
What you talking about, bro?
Stupid.
Man. So they got to have a job in the regular season, man.
So I'm watching, you know, ESPN is doing the cycle on this, and they're talking about how they don't agree with it. But they understand because you can't alter the uniforms. And my thought always goes back to what you said on one of our damn other shows. Is if we had the top 5 to 10 black players that are going into college, be it basketball or football, and they went to HBCUs, how much doper would this shit be? Yeah. How big of a statement would this shit be? You got a situation now where Wade and LeBron and all them talking shit about the NBA, but they're not going to take no time off the court. They're not going to stop playing. You got WNBA players out here who are doing a quiet protest. Like, they still wore Adidas shit, which is the official outfitter for the league. So it's still Adidas. It's just all black. Nah, you can't do that either. We got to fine you. Like, if y'all literally took your ball and went home, this shit would stop immediately. Immediately, because these companies would have to start putting their money up. I wonder if we could get the Dame Dashes and the Jay-Z's to give some of these HBCUs an extra scholarship or two to get some of these other athletes in. Because that's really what it boils down to. Howard's only going to have two or three athletic scholarships. Whereas Duke, how many does Duke get per season? Like 12 or 14?
Yeah.
For basketball, easy. So the comparison is, you got that many full rides compared to two or three, they're not going to go to HBCUs.
Exactly.
If you could flip that and put some money into the program, you would start seeing this shit change immediately. Every time I hear some sports shit happen, I think about them. I'm like, Jerm is a fucking genius. This shit needs to change. But how do you feel about, and I know we talked about this before, but some people this may be their first time listening to the show. How do you feel about athletes making statements on social situations?
I think they should, you know what I'm saying? Because not only they need to, because they make a lot of money with the public, so you got to support that same public that supports you, you know what I'm saying? Like, just because you might not get profiled, nigga might recognize, oh, that's LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? Cops see LeBron James, he ain't gonna, you know, he might even let that motherfucker go. You know what I'm saying? It might be some little punk ass cop that be like, want to take LeBron in. Like, yo, but most of the time, you know, them niggas, they benefit from the public. So, yeah, man, you gotta show that you give a fuck about the public, man.
It would be nice, I mean, to see them do something instead of popping the latest bottle or wearing the latest fashion. Mm. Like, you actually give a fuck about something that matters to your community. Don't just talk about the community. Like, do something that actually helps your community. It's okay to admit that you're black and you play ball, in case you didn't know that shit. And you can be black without wearing Beats. I'm just saying, there's other shit you can do to be socially active than just be like, yeah, I'm a hood nigga. Speaking of hood niggas, Gilbert Arenas.
Gilbert.
Broke into Swaggy P's crib. Did you see this shit?
The motherfucking fence.
I thought it was a joke at first, because they was kind of playing with each other. Like, they was laughing and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he started terrorizing this kid, I realized that this wasn't a joke.
Oh, no, hey, I'm about to show my dog this shit, bro. He need to see this shit. Yeah, this the most disrespectful shit I ever seen in my life, nigga.
And y'all be able to hear it, but you know, to summarize it, Gilbert Arenas and Swaggy P got beef, or they got something going on. Gilbert goes on Snapchat and shows himself jumping the fence in Swaggy's crib, and then he's in the house. And he's talking to Swag. Swag is kind of laughing, but you could tell, like, you wasn't invited, nigga. Like, it's a little weird. But then he starts fucking with his kid. And his kid is playing with a toy, and he threw the toy across the room.
Oh, man.
Then his kid is playing on the scooter. He throws the scooter across the yard.
Oh, man.
Like, so Swag, he's like, yo, like, what the fuck?
He's like, no. He's like, I don't like you either. Threw the little nigga scooter, nigga. No, I want you to show you this shit,
like,
bro.
It's
real shit.
It's real.
Because then the last, should I spoil the last part for him too?
No, I'll just let him watch it. You about to watch it live on there.
Yeah, man, Swaggy P's house. I'm over here jumping the gate because the nigga won't give me the gate code. You know, we need the answers on why he cheating all the goddamn.
Nigga then walked in the man's house.
You gotta narrate for the people.
Okay. So now he confronts Swaggy, asking where the bitch is at in front of his son. Nigga, this nigga just harassing him.
Yeah.
Asking about the girls and shit.
Yeah.
Now he start harassing the kids. Smack the little toy out the little boy hand, man. Like, they're right there. Violation.
Got to get knocked the fuck out at that point.
Got to. That's one fight right there that we already had. No, two fights, because you walked in my crib.
Right.
Now they outside on the basketball court. Now he talking shit about nigga. He told that man, you got a basketball court in your backyard and you still can't get no playing time. Now he antagonizing the little kid. Little kid got hit by basketball. Oh,
man.
Now he asks the kid, do he like him? took the little nigga's scooter.
Threw his scooter. He threw it about 20 yards.
Yeah. Now he's going around the house showing how empty it is.
Bro, I'm saying, why he letting this go on?
Like, why is he letting it go on?
Because it's on Snapchat. What is he supposed to do?
Yeah, now he took a paintbrush and painted.
Now that's painted on the wall. Bro. So, Swaggy P.
On a wall that I got spray painted and shit.
Oh, man.
Most disrespect. Like, hey, the nigga name is No Chill Gill, nigga. And that shit, he lived up to that shit. Because that, man. Gilbert must have had the gun on his ass. That's the only reason why Swaggy B ain't trying to.
Yeah, something, dog.
So if I remember right, Gilbert Arenas is not in the league.
Not in the league.
But he said that Swaggy P got a court and he gets no playing time.
Yeah.
Who's got a contract?
Little Gilbert Arenas got paid $80 million to leave the Wizards.
Right. They really want you to fuck out.
Yeah.
So you definitely ain't getting no playing time. It's just a violation. After all that shit happened, the last thing he did, it had Iggy's and Swaggy P's name on there. It was like Iggy plus Swaggy P forever, some shit like that. And he painted over Iggy's name. If you're not invited in my house, don't go vandalizing my shit.
I told you, man.
But then why was there a bucket of paint at your crib just chilling?
It must have been some paint by there somewhere. And Gilbert, the way he was all around the house, man, shit, he probably found some paint.
Yeah, I want to believe that this shit is fake.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I want to believe it's fake, man.
Yeah,
man. I don't think it's fake. You won't let your kid get terrorized like that, man.
It's just, I don't know, man. It's just
nah, man.
Disrespectful, just, man. That's real disrespectful.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and then Gil, he known to be disrespectful like that, man.
Yeah, but if somebody intrudes into your crib and we got beef, you're not there anymore to snap shit.
Breaking news, Charlotte just lost the NBA All-Star, the 2017 NBA All-Star game.
Damn, what did they do? That's your place.
You know that little rule about the bathroom shit, HB2 or some shit like that?
So they're saying that since they're not allowing the transgender bathroom use.
Or some little law they put in, some HB2 I hear everybody talking shit about. I don't live there, so I'm not really with the, you know, but I see HB2. You know, yes, they lost the All-Star game. And Ray Rice said if he gets put on any team, he'll donate his whole 2016 salary to charity. That's how bad this man want to play football, bro.
Too bad it's not going to matter. He's not getting back in the league.
Why don't you just go to Canada?
For real.
I don't know. Canadians are nice. I don't know they want to fuck with him either.
That's fucked up, man. Ray Rice said this man want to play so bad, he said I play for free.
Every time you have a good game or a bad game, they're going to pull up that clip. You can't play in the league anymore, bro.
Him beating his woman?
Oh, God. He knocked the fuck out. He knocked her out.
I mean, but look.
Look, bro, you can't play in the league no more. It's over.
Yeah, it's over with.
Hey, shit you can do about that. It's over. Like, I don't even totally agree that you're not supposed to get a second chance, but you can't. You can't get a second chance, bro. We've seen it. What's seen cannot be unseen. Forever unclean, his ass is done, bro. But that kind of rolls into the other segment you got on here. Crazy ass nigga segment. Please explain to me what the crazy ass nigga segment is.
I think we were talking about the crazy ass nigga segment, so
all
right.
All these niggas are crazy ass niggas?
Yes, the RNC, the police officer eating the glass, Gilbert Arenas. Yes, that was a crazy ass nigga segment.
You've been watching the RNC? Like, you actually tuning in and watching
every
this shit?
Every night I've been watching.
So when you saw the, I guess he's a congressman, say that white people have done more for civilization than any other subculture, how did you feel about that shit, bro?
That shit was laughable because I said, these motherfuckers are crazy. Like, you got to, so, all right, listen, I know you work at nights, but you off tonight. So watch that shit tonight, bro.
Why do I want my blood pressure to be high?
But see, you got to go in it like you're watching a comedy, my nigga. That's what I'm telling you, man. Because last night when Ted Cruz pulled his little stunt, nigga, that shit was crazy.
For the people that don't know, what did Ted Cruz do that has everybody hating him today?
Everybody know Ted Cruz was, you know, running against Trump for his spot.
He was a distant second.
Yeah, distant second. So even at the RNC, he even got like 400 and some goddamn delegates. So, you know, Ted was a little salty, you know what I'm saying? So last night, you know, they had really all the candidates come and speak, you know, and all of them kind of endorsed Trump. it was Ted Cruz time to talk. Ted Cruz get up there talking. After about 5-6 minutes, they was like, hold up, this nigga ain't said Trump one time. So the goddamn New York delegation started booing and talking shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ted Cruz was like, listen, when November comes, use your conscience. He said, vote for the person who you think will follow the Constitution.
Hey, Ted Cruz might have just got my vote in 4 years, man.
And so I was like, when he said, hey, that shit was so funny, man. I was sitting there laughing like, yo, Ted. That's when I on Facebook last night, like, yo, Ted Cruz a fool, bro. Like, everybody in the day was like, we've never seen nothing like this. Somebody speak and not mention the nominee's name one time, not give an endorsement. He was just like, Ted Cruz, like, nah, I kept it real with my niggas. And they was like, oh, he just committed a career suicide. They was just like, I was just like, shit, the niggas a fucking Tea Party nigga. Them niggas understand. Like, they know, like, I'm a vote Republican, but we really don't want this nigga to win.
You know, I keep analyzing this shit as best I can. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a regular ass dude. Everybody's saying that you got to vote for Hillary. She's the lesser of two evils, yada, yada, yada. Not only do I not agree, I feel like we just need to let this shit go bad.
I mean, we just need, I don't know what we can do. Like, something need to happen. Like, somebody need to steal all the vote machines. Or, hey, we need them hackers to create something so nobody can vote this year. They were like, vote day come. They were like, I don't know what happened. We lost all the motherfucking votes.
No, just let it go. Just let it go bad. Let Trump get in. Let him do what he got to do, and once we see the system as a complete fucking failure, maybe y'all would want to change some shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Trump getting in might be the best thing for us, all right?
That's how I feel.
It might make black people like, yo, we got a nigga in there that's crazy as fuck. Let's get our own shit. And that will make us invest in our own self and, you know what I'm saying, make us like richer from the inside, bro. Like, that might be what we need is Trump in office instead of another enabler. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, let's get Trump in there. Like, fuck it. Let's get our own shit, get off our motherfucking ass, and goddamn start our own little shit, man. Because, man.
I'm dead ass serious. Like, I feel like it just needs to fucking implode.
Yes.
If it takes Trump getting in there. Yeah, if it takes Trump getting in there for that to happen, I'm with it. Let it implode. Because I don't think that Trump, like I said on the last episode, I don't think that Trump has the power to make all this shit happen that y'all think is going to happen.
No.
They don't have the support.
On his resume, I was president of the fucking United States, nigga. That's all he wanted to say. Even if he get fucking, if Trump got in, there's a 99% chance that nigga get impeached. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up.
Impeached, shot,
something. Quit. Like, something. Now, he won't get shot. He probably just he'll do some fucked up shit. They were like, what are you doing backroom dealings? You can't do that. You're the president. Why not? I'm the president. Why can't you can't do backroom dealings? Like, man, this muff, man. Hell no. He just wanna know, you know, if you're the president, man, you know all of the good deals, nigga. Your couponing is all off the on fleek, nigga. Like where to put your money at. Like, man, come on, man. That's why I'm saying why Jimmy Carter like a broke ass nigga. Like, what the fuck was you doing when you was in office, Jimmy? You ain't listen to nothing. Yeah, shit.
I don't understand what happened, man. This whole vote shit, I keep hearing more and more people, you know, is coming to that, please vote, you got to vote. I haven't been convinced to vote, bro.
Yeah,
I haven't been convinced to vote. Yeah. What about you, CJ? You voting, man?
Ooh, me?
Nah, CJ. Oh,
no, CJ.
Man, you ever go up there and vote?
Who you voting for, Trump?
Trump.
I can't vote for Trump.
Don't vote for Hillary either, nigga. Vote for Bernie Sanders if he's on the ballot, nigga. Write in Bernie, nigga.
If anything,
you think a write in could win?
No.
Why wouldn't it? If a write in could win a state,
enough people are gonna vote for Trump that a write in is not gonna help.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, that's just gonna split up. So, I get it. I still ain't voting. I just don't think that writing in is gonna help either.
I think Ted Cruz will get a lot of write-in votes.
He probably will, and Bernie will too.
And last night, like, he kept it real to his base. Like, he was like, yo, I'm not going to be like the, like everybody say Ted Cruz did the wrong thing. I think he did the right thing. He was like, yo, I ran against this nigga. This nigga not right. I can't be like these other boot-licking-ass motherfuckers and say endorse his ass when I was running against him and talk so much shit about him for the last fucking year and a half. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to do that shit. So, yo, Ted Cruz did some real nigga shit. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He is people from Cuba. So, you know what I'm saying? He ain't white. You know what I'm saying? So, I get it. He a little brown.
He did some brown shit last night, man. Hey. Shout out to my nigga Ted Cruz, nigga.
Ted Cruz kind of kept it more real than Bernie Sanders.
He did, nigga. No, Bernie, he did. Nah, man. Bernie got a, man, look, Bernie got an eternal, he like RT3. Like, we forget to say RT3 name on the show, just know RT3 got the shout out. For so sure. That's how Bernie Sanders got locked up with niggas when he was a youngin', man. He good. Bernie done ate a lot of fried chicken and peach cobbler in his life, nigga.
I'm not debating his status.
What I'm saying is, he's good. Like, no, you can't say no.
No, but you can't come in and run and say that Hillary is part of the problem and then endorse Hillary for president.
I mean, hey.
That's not how that shit works.
He loved a party more than he loved, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, he should have been like, yeah,
he should have said, fuck Hillary. That's what he should have said.
But he know if he split the votes, then Trump going to win. So
then let this shit fall, man. If the shit don't work, this is the same debate I have with Christians when they say that they're worried about dying, they're scared of dying, and they won't do this. Like, if you believe in Jesus, dying should be the highest shit on your list. Mm. You should be ready to go to heaven at any given time.
Well,
I don't understand that. So I was scared for my life. Why? You should be happy. It's time to go.
Bring it on home, brother. Bring it on home.
So if you're talking about the party is fucked up, then why are you consolidating the votes to try and save a party for a system that don't fucking work? Stupid as shit. I just don't get it, man. If you want to hear actual political discussion from people that know, go somewhere else. This ain't the show. We're just two niggas with a mic. But I don't think this shit makes sense. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it, man. You're so stupid.
Taking the
man.
Gospel out there, so I'm right taking the church.
You're stupid, man. Like,
ah, wow.
You stupid, God. Man.
Yeah, get him, Pastor Wright. God damn.
Hey, man. Talk to these people about TV. TV Talk is back this week. I think you do a better lead into TV Talk than I do because you actually remember names and shit than I do.
Yeah, so what shows we had come back this week? We had Power come back. Did you watch it already?
I did watch Power. Okay. It's a very slow start.
I mean, but Power, well, I mean.
It was way too much action. I mean, we ended the fucking season with a fire.
Yeah.
We came back this week to a dead dog. There's only one person lost his life, and it was a dog.
That's good, man. Nah. Damn, I wonder who killed the dog, man.
So that's the only question we got so far. Who killed the dog?
And no, and who was that girl that apartment Ghost went to and that was all of, you know, that
she
was
got, okay, so two people died. That's right.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was. I was like, who is that? Like, you know, we know, so maybe we weren't supposed to know who that was.
It's got to come to light later because he was going to kill her.
Yeah.
So who is she? All you saw was her in the office and you was ready to kill her?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. What else did you think about the episode, bro?
I mean, it was all right, man. I'm getting tired of Tasha, man.
Wait, are we talking about, like, tired of seeing her, or are you tired of her character?
Like, she thinks she live, like, I mean, I don't know, man.
She's a scorned woman. What do you expect her to be? Like,
you know, it's like, I don't understand why all the women in the gangster movies never be happy.
I'm going.
You going? All right, babe. She ready?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
How is she supposed to feel? Like, your husband left you for another chick that he wants to bring around the kids, and he got out the dope game, and he killed your boyfriend, at least so you think.
Yeah, but you mean, but you was fucking the little young nigga. You was fucking like your brother, man. Like, come on, man.
She had to fuck him because he wasn't fucking her.
Damn.
Like, what else is she supposed to do? And she knew he was fucking around, too. So, you know, that shit's fucked up. I don't know. It was just a slow episode. I can't wait for them to tie this shit together. And it's too, like, I feel like this is kind of what happened with what's the show with the mouth you don't like? Scandal. Like, it's too many levels.
So, Scandal, man. I don't know, man. Scandal, I watch it just for social purposes. Like, you know, it's fun to watch, be on Twitter and watch Scandal or shit like that. And just, you know, react. But I, you know, as far as good TV, it's not good TV. Shonda Rhimes, like, all her fucking shows are the same. Like, you know, it seems like if you watch Grey's Anatomy, you've seen Scandal, you've seen whatever other fucking show she does, man.
How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah, all them shows the same. It's just weird.
But there's always another level to what the fuck is going on. So we got this situation where the guy that's running the police department, the detective department, he comes in, but he's apparently tied to...
Yeah, Lobos.
Like what the fuck was that?
I was just like, damn, like he loves man on the inside. That was a little nice little reveal right there.
That was decent, but it seems like they know that old girl is down with Ghost. Mm-hmm. So they trying to flesh her out to get the whole... Like, it's just... It's too much. Already. The first episode was too much. So I want to see what they do carrying on with that. What about Ballers? What did you think about Ballers?
Ballers pretty good, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what fucking Ricky's going to do now. Like, what team's going to pick him up, man? That was fucked up. Dolphins not re-signing Ricky. And hey, it was funny how your boy, the lineman...
Oh, this nigga got cut. Don't even know it yet.
Yes, man. He's like, I think we're going another direction this year, man. And I just want you to be blindsided.
But did they say what happened during the season when he was there? Like, how did they end the season? Did they win the championship? Did they get the playoffs? Like, they didn't tell us shit. Like, the season ended with him making the team, and this season starts with this next season supposed to be starting.
I guess it's the offseason. Well, I would get another ring would be good. So I don't think they won the title last year.
I don't think they won the title, so I think that's a previous ring because he's already made. Like, he's Hall of Fame bound. He just came back to finish up loose ends.
Yeah.
But they didn't really give us any insight on how the season went for these motherfuckers that he got all that money for. The linemen, Ricky, then you got the offensive linemen. Like, I don't know what the hell happened to them that season.
Maybe we'll find out later on, so, right?
I guess so, man. Props to The Rock for coming back.
It's got to be off-season. Like, I don't think the show can be shot during the season. It's always about this because they have other players in it. And, you know, every time you think about it, like, because his boy, the main one, he don't even play for the Dolphins. He played for a Dallas team. So as long as your boy Leonard or whatever
the fuck. Yeah, that's the defensive lineman I was talking about.
Yeah, as long as he around. And you know what I'm saying? You know it's the off-season because it's just, you know, so I don't think season might not be. Because it probably got some NFL licenses. I know Roger Goodell. I'm surprised Roger Goodell ain't shut that shit down yet.
He apparently tried when they was talking about the CTE shit in the first season. He apparently tried to get that shit shut down. Yeah. Maybe that's why The Rock ended up not having CTE.
Yep, probably.
Because the NFL was like, nah, fuck that. This shit ain't going to happen. And next thing you know, The Rock's like, yeah, your CAT scan's free. Spencer was disease-free up in this bitch.
Yeah. He murdered the first, all right.
What's that?
Do you watch Murder in the First?
Nope.
Pretty good show. Come on TNT. You can watch it on online. You can stream it on TNT. Whatever. More drama. Whatever it is. Pretty good. Omar Epps. No, Tay Diggs. You know, I always get them niggas confused.
How the fuck you get Omar Epps and Tay Diggs confused?
Man, they all look, man, all them niggas that played in the Best Man, I get them all confused all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? You see one, you see them all, man. I mean, they all look alike, man. Let's be real, man. Omar Epps, Tay Diggs, goddamn. Who else is in that motherfucker?
You gonna say, goddamn.
They're one and the same. Lorenz Tate, all them niggas the same.
You brought up Lorenz Tate, goddamn.
Blair Underwood, like all up to this. I mean, all the same nigga, man.
Damn, man. Nah, I did see that. I did try and watch some of Night of the first episode. I got like halfway through it. I didn't stop watching because I was uninterested. I got. Stop watching because his other shit came up. But I can see he's about to get fucked over.
Man, I told you, man, he just does everything wrong, man. Just watch
it. All of that shit. Like, the first episode, halfway through, he done already stole his father's car, did some cocaine, damn near stabbed himself in the hand. Like, there's way too much stupidity. How old is he supposed to be?
He's 23.
That motherfucker's 23 going on 14.
He's an Arab.
Whoa, what does that mean?
No, my buddy asked me, was he white?
Okay, shit.
Yeah, look at you, Saul, right, man?
I thought you were about to, you know, alienate half our listeners.
Nah, man, one of my best friends is
my, here we go, man.
Shout out to my dog, Rizwan, man. That's my dog, man. He listens to the Frocat. He done bought a nappy afro shirt, man. He fucked with us, man.
Hey, man, we appreciate that support,
too. Me and Riz been down since, like, seventh, eighth grade, bro.
Hey, man, tell him we appreciate the support. Get a picture of him with the shirt. Put it on the, Instagram.
All right, man.
We got to promote. We got some shirts. Did you order one of the new shirts yet?
No. The way my account set up, I got a checking and a savings. And
I've never seen anybody have as much money as you. Not have as much money as you.
Man, I don't have no money. It's all right. I'm broke, nigga.
Hey, man. I heard Queen Jern got paper.
That's her, nigga. Pre-up setup is. Like, well, that's a,
Damn, man. That's fucked up.
We roommates, man.
That's fucked up.
J and B, man. We roommates, bro. And then, you know, I pay my half, she pay her half, man. It's just, and keep what you got.
That's all fucked up, man.
That's life, man. It's real around here, man. I told you, man. It's real around here, man.
God damn. You got to keep it 100 on here, you know what I'm saying, for the people. And to keep it 100, you got listed, because you might not have it in front of you, is are men supposed to cheat?
Yes, all right. Got a question. Are men supposed to cheat, man? Because think about it. How many women is in the world? All right, can you look that up real quick?
Fuck, no. It's too many of them.
Man, let's look, man. Nah, sorry. It's all right. Gonna say fuck nah, too, man. God damn, man. How many women?
Around 49.6% of the world's population is female, giving a total female population of around 3.52 billion in the world. That's as of 2014 stats.
Oh, man.
So they're saying there's... So it says that it's about 101 men for every 100 women across the globe.
Well, that ain't bad. So that's 1 in 1.
That ain't close. Bad. Close.
That's not the stat that I saw. I saw that women outnumber men 5 to 1. So where the hell did this come from? This must be some old Saul Wright stat.
Man, maybe. You know, I'll take the L. Whatever.
It's not bad. So if we 50-50. Wow. Well, never mind. The Keep It 100 has been canceled this week, people. Misinformation. I will not put them bad information out there. The corporate champion now, man. I can't do that, man.
So you were about to say, I'm going to guess at what you're about to say.
Yeah.
You're about to say that there's more women than men, then men got to have options.
No, women, like, to help out all the women in the world, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's only fair. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't leave out, you know what I'm saying, a section of ladies just because, you know, I thought it was, you know what I'm saying, you know, outnumbered. But damn.
So your idea of men being faithful or cheating was based strictly on the numbers. It was
on the numbers.
That's it. But it has nothing to do with social structure or anything like that.
No, it's all about the numbers.
So if the numbers are equal, then men shouldn't cheat.
Like I believe in socialism, so everybody should get dick. You know, it's no homo. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so but there's levels to your question. Like just because there's 1 to 1 doesn't mean that everybody's in a relationship. So it's not necessarily cheating.
It's not cheating. No, not. But see, I see the numbers are like 50-50. So, it's just everybody fair game. Now, it's an even playing field. So, you know what I'm saying? It actually works for the dudes. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's less chicks. Like, so it's, you know, it's going to be 1,000 dudes that don't get in. Like, you know, one out of every, you know what I'm saying? So, what is that number?
But it was 107 to every 101. But the problem is that the way it gets skewed is that men's lifespan is shorter.
You know why?
Because they out here cheating.
Chasing pussy. Yep.
There's a lot of men in the grave for chasing pussy. For real. Yep. I don't know. This is such a weird question. Like,
yeah, man. So, yeah, never mind this, man. Yeah, keep 100 to this week, man. It happens, people. We're not perfect. This is a fucking podcast, man.
Hey, man, you want to get these people to winners and losers this week, bro. Hey, man.
Yes, man. Let me put my code in, man. All right, man. My winner this week, wrote it down. Dr. Abrasive, man. Dr. Abrasive, my winner, because, A, you got a nice podcast. People, look it up. It's Dr. Abrasive Network. I think you spell it A-B-R-A-C-E-I-V-E, Dr. Abrasive.
Yep.
I'm sure if you get it close enough, Google, pick it up. Listen to his podcast, people. He's a homie. He always rocked the nappy afro shirts on the Snapchat. He representing. And he just released a fucking Fuck OJ shirt.
Fuck OJ?
Yes.
I'm going right now. Hold on, man. I'm going to see that shit right now.
Oh, shit.
Fuck OJ shirt? I want that shit.
Yes, man.
I'm going to see where I might have to buy that. I don't see this shit. I must have spelled this shit wrong. So I had to Google it, motherfuckers.
Let me see. I'm seeing a link, man, to the shop if I find it. Let's see. Favorite visitor center. Doc shop. Okay. Oh, no, I don't know if this is, man. Let's see.
Shit ain't working for me. But I'm sure I'm probably spelling it wrong. Any way of fuck OJ is a dope shirt, and I'm buying it. I need about 30 of them motherfuckers.
Man.
But that's one of your winners this week. You got another winner?
No more winners, man.
What about losers?
So yeah, Daughter Brazen, man. Oh yeah, loser, man. I'm a loser this week because got a fucking dilemma. all right, so it's this kid on Pee Wee team, nigga, nice, play quarterback. This man is like, he could be essentially my Cam Newton. All right, you know, so I got a chance to get his Cam Newton. You know, but flip side is the dad want to be on the coach staff. You know what I'm saying? Now, look. Turn back time. He was the head coach, and I wanted to be on the staff because my son played, and he put me on. So I kind of think I owe him one. So, okay, back to present life. I got a dude that was already with me last year. You know what I'm saying? So I can't have but four coaches. I already got four, but I could get a little Cam Newton. And, you know what I'm saying? But I got to tell my dog, like, hey, bro, man, like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I don't know what to do, man. Do I take my greed because I want to play a, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to play against the nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather have him on my motherfucking side. He can do everything I want him to do. He can do everything, like, oh, God.
But so if you bring him on, though, you lose two people. You lose the quarterback that you had, and you lose one of your coaches.
I don't have no quarterback. The quarterback I got, look, I don't give a fuck. Listen, if I get him, nigga, you don't understand. So I said Cam Newton, bro.
I hear you, but
this kid is like, listen, he look like mother. Hey, nigga, like fucking, what's your boy name on Friday Night Titans, nigga? That's Daboo, nigga. He Daboo, nigga.
I get it. But the question is about his talent. The question is about loyalty. That's why it's an issue. So
but loyalty. Okay.
But loyalty, you're going to lose the quarterback that you had, and you're going to lose a coach that you had.
I don't have a quarterback right now.
That's who played quarterback, nigga? There's somebody snapping the ball to somebody.
The one that played quarterback last year, no.
What do you mean, no? Is he still on the team?
He's still on the team.
So you're going to lose the quarterback that you had last year, nigga?
He can still play quarterback because I can move this dude. I can move him to wide receiver sometime. He can do everything. Listen, he can do everything. So it doesn't matter. So I can give him some snaps away and put him at wide receiver. It's fine. He tall as shit. So, yes, I could let my old quarterback throw it to him a couple times. Yes. So, yeah, I wouldn't lose him. Trust me, I wouldn't lose him.
But you're going to lose a coach.
See, that's the thing. I was like, look, bro, you can still be on the – yeah, I ain't going to lose him, but I'd be like – I'm just going to sit down and have to talk with him, man. And like, fuck it, man.
So winning is more important than loyalty.
And
I'm not judging you. I'm asking. I'm putting it out there.
Look, okay, my mission is, man, the team that I went to, I find out that this team has notoriously been sorry. So if I win, this will be the first time ever that they won a title on this side. So I'm trying to build a program. So, man, sometimes, you know, I like – and it's just a one-year deal. So I'm going to be like, yo, man, it's a one-year – I'm telling them it's a one-year deal, man. You can still be out there helping the next year you want, and it is what it is, but – you know, I just don't want to feel like a fuck nigga for doing this, man. You know, I don't know which way I can say it without being a fuck boy, man. So, you know.
So, for me, I ride with loyalty as long as they're not doing a disservice to me. In other words, if he's still a decent coach or a good coach, then I'm riding with him. And you know, hey, we can bring your boy on. We can have your son on the team, but I can't afford to have you coaching. I already got a unit here. He should respect that. He shouldn't be using his son as a fucking key to get into the coaching staff.
But it's...
I get it. That's just me. I ride with loyalty. Yeah. I
but
can't
then it's just
that.
Like, okay, let's say, like, the dude that's with me, it ain't, like, the proper channels haven't been, like, so he ain't even officially on the staff. See what I'm saying? So it's like...
But you're looking for loopholes now because you have an option. If this nigga wasn't there, he'd be on the coaching staff. It wouldn't be a question.
I knew I was going to face this dilemma last year, though. And now it finally came to the front store.
So then why didn't you tell him to go through the proper channels last year instead of trying to pull the card now?
I didn't try to pull it. No, because what happened was at the beginning of the season last year, he didn't even start out on my staff at all. He is just somebody that used to be at the park, and then he gravitated towards the team. So it wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it wasn't like it started out as him being some dude that was helping out one of the kids on the team. That he just started being out there and he started helping out the team. So, like I said, he never was on paper as a coach last year at all. He was one of them dudes who used to just show up and help out. So he wasn't there every day. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, yo, bro, you know, I know he worked at a hospital. So, you know, your schedule, like if your schedule gonna be shaky, then, you know what I'm saying? I might can justify what I want to do. So, you know, I'm just looking for a way out, man. I've been a coward. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so maybe this is my keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know. So, people, you did get a keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm just being a coward, man. You know what I'm saying? Scared to. Cause, man, I don't know, man.
Hey, man.
I really like what bruh do, man. And so, I mean, what he bring, like. So, I just. Oh, shit.
You said it. I didn't. That sounds like some bullshit to me.
Yeah, I'm showing my yellow, y'all.
You're showing your yellow, bruh. I mean, that's. If the motherfucker's not doing you a disservice, then you ride with him. You know what I mean? That's
man, where I'm at. But okay, let's see. See, man, okay, so all right. Fast forward 3-4 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
Loyalty, I'm playing against this nigga, and this nigga that scored 6 touchdowns against me, and I'm looking over at my bro like, nigga, how? Oh, nigga.
So? I'd rather lose with the niggas that I showed up with.
I got to get back to the championship game, man. Getting back, look, last time me and this man was on the same staff together, we was in the championship, man. So I don't know, man. It's just like, KP, man.
But there's no guarantee that bringing, first of all, there's no guarantee that bringing him on the team is going to get you to the championship. Second of all, there's no guarantee.
Look, I got some pieces. Look, I missed, look, that's all. Look, I got some pieces. And if I put him there, man, it's all right. We'll be in good shape, dog.
Like, not if you don't get along with the other teammates. Not if you don't get along with the other coaches.
Look, bro, man, he gonna get along. He ain't no little dickhead either, man. So he's like,
so here you go, people. Jeremy's already made his decision. He brought us a bullshit ass dilemma. He's already made his decision. This isn't up for debate. Man, we already know what he's gonna do.
All right, I don't understand, man. Look, I'm trying to like this. Yes, man. You don't. And hell nah, man. You don't let that go, man. So maybe. Y'all call me shit if y'all want to. But yeah, I think I done made my decision, bro. I just got to figure out how I'm going to have to talk with bro over it, man. But you know, man.
All I know is that we got to do some damn image fixing for you next show. Because we start out this show with you cursing out your son, talking about you being a snitch, and now you about to fire one of your boys, man. God damn, Jerm.
Corporate champion, man. I'm the corporate champion, man.
God damn, Jerm. Jerm just did a heel turn. This whole episode is a heel turn. You're supposed to be the people's champion. You the corporate champion now?
The corporate champion, man.
Come on, Jerm, man. What the fuck happened to you?
Man.
Damn.
It is, man.
Watching the RNC and shit? Fuck, man. That's
corporate champion.
Your Facebook, man, don't sound like your goddamn persona right now. Your Facebook don't sound like this Jerm.
Oh, the one me and you friends are.
Yeah.
Other Facebook. Oh, okay.
Damn, man. What the fuck happened, man? Give my shout out so we get up out of here. I don't even know another this dude.
Facebook's all right, though. I don't see none of y'all niggas on that shit.
You got another Facebook?
Yeah.
Damn. What's on that Facebook?
Yeah. You don't worry about that one.
God damn, man. Go ahead and get a shout out, man, so we get up out of here. I don't even know you no more, man.
Hey man, shout out to the fam, man. Shout out to Beezy, Blue, Sorry, damn Dub, fucking what's his name, man, Blaskiat, Supreme Weave, all the rest of the motherfucking the gang, nigga, Short T, Kendrick. Shout out to all y'all niggas, man. Shout out to my niggas CJ sitting here through this whole shit, nigga. He don't give a fuck. He just smokes, so he don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. That's about it, bro.
MJ Money 9S.
Oh, yeah. MJ Money 9S. You still a bitch. Cool of myself. Shout out. Tracy May. Shout out. Papa Dash. Daughter Dash. Who else, man? Who else we got?
Do Miss T Lee even listen to us anymore?
I don't know. Miss T Lee, she coming around, man.
Dr. Claw.
Yeah, Dr. Claw. Anybody else from that site to fuck with us, shout out.
Damn, I ain't even been to that site in a minute.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. It's a bunch of dudes in there, bro. That's all it is, bro.
Broke all the way down.
Ain't no chicks. Like, all the chicks gone, bro. Like, this shit's sad, bro. It's like a whole bunch of niggas in there. It's shit like prison, nigga. like prison. Like you go over there, like you doing time. Like shout out to the niggas still over there holding it down, like still in there every day. Like shit stick to the front page, all right. It ain't like it used to be.
Damn, it don't move no more, huh?
It don't move no more. It's like the fro forums, nigga. Like nigga, look, the Game of Thrones for the whole season six stayed on the front page, nigga. Like
this shit. It wasn't sticky?
No, it wasn't sticky, nigga, but it's like it just, man, that's how slow it was. Like this shit didn't get buried, man. Nothing, man. This shit is horrible, damn, nigga.
Man. Hey man, shout out to Sweet Pies in St. Louis. The Grove is closed. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what they're gonna do next season. Did you watch Sweet Pies? The TV show?
Yeah, I watched a marathon of it one time, but I couldn't keep up with it, so yeah.
Shit should be easy next season because it's only two locations now.
Man, which one closed?
The Grove, the big one closed in St. Louis.
That's the one on the rich side of town?
Yeah. Well, it's not necessarily rich.
The newest one she built?
Yeah. In St. Louis, yeah. It was the newer one in St. Louis.
Oh, so the original's still there.
The original's still there. The newer one
she in St. Louis. She got one in St. Louis and she got one in like Texas and California and
she ain't got one in Texas. She got two in Cali.
You sure she ain't got one in Houston?
Nah, he was looking at Houston. He didn't get it built.
Mm.
So, you know, St. Louis, I can't even be mad. St. Louis is fucking wilding out right now, man. All y'all, all my friends that still listen to the show that know me from St. Louis, get the fuck about. Y'all got to go, man. St. Louis is fucked up.
Amen.
But that's it, man. This has been another episode of the Frocast. I'm your man, Sawright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting there with King German, the most electrified motherfucking podcast of today, yesterday, and forever.
Corporate champion.
Hey, CJ, straighten this nigga out, man.
Yeah, for real, man. Hey, and since he put me on the spot, shout out to that man, Sawright, for having me on the show. Frocast.
God damn, it was going so well.
Hey, my bad for the mistake, but hey, yeah, shout out to y'all boys, man.
Hey, man, shit, we might have to go ahead and get you a payroll, man. Shit. It's been another episode, man. We'll holler at y'all next time. We out. Peace.
All right, peace.
NappyAfro.com.